Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and I'm so glad to be here today. It's a beautiful day here in North Carolina. Each week, I'm going to be here at this same day and this same time. I'll be taking calls, talking to guests, and we will be discussing the fascinating world of spirituality, intuition, and all things psychic. I've been a professional psychic, intuitive, medium, teacher, and author for over 25 years, providing guidance in all areas of interest. And I believe that we're all psychic and that our intuition is connected to our soul, and it's our most powerful and natural wisdom. In this show each week, I hope to support and empower you to access and develop your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being, all connected to your spirit and to your intuition. We're very lucky today because we have Dr. Larry Burke with us. Dr. Larry Burke did his medical school and residency training at the University of Pittsburgh and was former associate professor of radiology at Duke University Medical Center. He was co-founder of the Duke Center for Integrative Medicine and director of Integrative Medicine Education. He's also a founding board member of the American Board of Scientific Medical Intuition and former board president of the Rhine Research Center. Dr. Burke is a certified energy health practitioner and is also certified in clinical hypnosis and trained in medical acupuncture. He now combines EFT, which is emotional freedom techniques, with acupuncture, hypnosis, and dream work in his current holistic medicine practice. His book, Let Magic Happen, Adventures in Healing with a Holistic Radiologist, was published in July. It's available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook through Amazon.com. For more information, you can go to his website, www.letmagichappen.com. Dr. Burke, see, I'm still tongue-tied here, actually sent me one of his books, Let Magic Happen, and I have to tell you, it's a very interesting, well-written, almost surprising book for a layperson like me, because Larry is a very real person, and the stories and his journey in the book, it's very real. And I feel like, you know, everybody can really relate to, in some ways, to the journey. Now, obviously, his journey has been a little different because he's going from conventional medicine to more of a holistic perspective. But in many ways, the kind of the journey of that transformation for him, I think, can speak to all of us. And his kind of courage for, you know, basically the truth is, unfortunately, that a lot of us don't change unless we have to. That we kind of get stuck within our own day-to-day routines. And when things happen, we lose jobs or relationships, we begin to change. And one of the wonderful things about Larry is that he kind of took the bull by the horns and, you know, with just, you know, being in close proximity to Duke and knowing all the changes going on there with medicine and knowing that Larry was, you know, at a very good spot there at Duke University as a doctor, for him to kind of take this journey and to do it with so much kind of open awareness and gusto, I think is, you know, something that we can all learn from, even if we're not in medicine or whatever our journey may be. So I'm going to bring on Larry. Are you there? We're going to.
Yes.
How are you today?
Great. Thanks for that introduction, Sherry. And I particularly like the intro to your show where you talk about being a magic carpet ride, because that resonated with me, and I felt like what I put in the book sort of is like a magic carpet ride.
You know what? Let's just begin with that then. That might be a good opening here. Why did you name the book Let Magic Happen?
Well, for some reason, at some point in my journey at Duke, I started signing my emails Let Magic Happen.
Huh.
And there was a distinction between making magic happen and letting magic happen, because I felt like I was being guided in mysterious ways that I couldn't push my way through myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was following the magic, is sort of what I felt. And the magic was mainly manifested in terms of synchronicities, synchronous meetings with people, synchronous, chance occurrences in the hospital, many different things. And actually, the first reviewer for my book on Amazon put as a little soundbite, magical mystery tour, which I just loved. So.
Well, let's talk about that then. What triggered that transition for you from conventional radiology to holistic medicine? I imagine, how long was your career as a doctor at Duke? Was that one of your first places that you
did worked? My medical school and residency in Pittsburgh, and I like to reflect back and to honestly say that in those 8 years, I only read two books outside of medicine. I read The Witches of Eastwick for some reason, and I read The Right Stuff, and those were the only two books I ventured beyond the radiology or medical literature. So that was a pretty intense focus. Concentration period. And when I got to Philadelphia in 1986, things started to change.
Mm-hmm.
And there were like three or four things happening right at that time. One was my dad got cancer, so I went on a journey with him, which I talk about in the book. Then I was on the National Safety Committee for Magnetic Resonance Imaging, and we were interested in two things at that time in the early days of MRI. One was claustrophobic patients, which led me to study hypnosis, and the second was the health effects of electromagnetic fields, which got me through synchronous finding of the Body Electric book to be interested in acupuncture. And so those were different things that converged all at once in 86 to 87, and it was like suddenly I was being pulled outside my box.
That was in 86, 87, you said?
Yeah.
So, and you were at Duke at that time.
No, I didn't get to Duke until 93. So that I had moved to Philadelphia to do a fellowship at the University of Pennsylvania.
Okay, so you.
And then I was on faculty for 4 years at Thomas Jefferson, and then I went private practice for 2 years in Virginia Beach, and then finally made it back to Duke in 93, where I had started out as an undergrad and graduated in 97. In 77.
Right. So it was kind of the door opened in some ways for you through some. You said your father was diagnosed with cancer, and that kind of led you to some other things.
And I found my first metaphysical bookstore in Philadelphia, too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Started reading a book a week for the next 2 years, I think.
Really? You actually read a metaphysical book a week?
I think I did.
Oh, wow. Well, that is, I mean, when you do something, you just definitely do it with passion, don't you? I mean, that's kind of... I bet you read some good books, too.
I did.
No, I'm just curious. During this time, did you ever feel any conflict? Did other people, doctors in the medical field, know of these interests of yours?
Yeah, and I think because I was working in the mysterious world of magnetism, I could get away with a little bit more alternative thinking than maybe someone else in more straight medicine, because magnetic fields themselves were kind of odd, and people didn't really know what to make of them. And, you know, my computer screen was in my office next to the MRI screen. It was twisted and skewed by the field coming into my office. And, and there were just strange things that happened in that environment all the time.
Really? Around radiology?
No, specifically around the MRI machine, because it's a very strong field. If anybody walks in there with a magnetically attracted Fermionic object, it'll fly into the magnet, you know.
Oh, wow.
And then there are radio frequencies coming in into the your body while you're in there. And it's just a very strange place to work.
So I didn't realize that. So that would have kind of put you as kind of the different one in the medical environment that you were in. You were kind of like the kid that was, you know, in the family that had a little different interests or something.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, see, from a layperson like myself, kind of looking, you know, all doctors are doctors, you know. All right, so how about you also, you know, in the book talk about the different journey, the different kinds of experiences you've had with intuitives, and how did that kind of shape you, do you feel?
Yeah, that started when I got to Philadelphia. Again, like most of the other things, I started meeting, first person I met was a dowser, who Terry Ross, who was the former president of the American Society of Dowsing. And he actually did, not only was he famous for finding water and minerals all over the world using a map and a pendulum, but he also did medical dowsing and could make diagnoses from a distance and
really?
Do all kinds of unusual things. And that was my first hint that something unusual might be possible.
So. Wow. What did he use for dowsing rods, do you know?
He used a pendulum mainly, but okay. He taught us how to do some rods as well. I never became very good at dowsing, to be honest. My grandparents were.
Well, I can do dowsing with copper rods. I use that a lot, actually, to check the energy field, but I've not had luck with me, a pendulum, I can make it do anything.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do that with rods, though. The copper rods I have are to the point sometimes I get mad at them because I can't make them do what I want, which is really because I trust them then.
Yeah.
We're going to be going to a break in just a minute here. And when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about I think it's fascinating some of the different people that you've bumped into and the experiences you've had. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I am such a big believer in synchronicities. I love them. We'll kind of define what that is a little bit more. And later in the show, we're going to be taking some calls. If you've got any questions or concerns or kind of just any comments maybe to Larry, feel free to call in later on. And we're going to take a break right now.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard. We're back with Intuit University, and we've got today Dr. Larry Burke is our guest. We're talking about his book, Let Magic Happen, Adventures in Healing with a Holistic Radiologist. And when we went on break, we were talking about some of the intuitives that Larry had had different experiences with that had helped shaped his transition from kind of the conventional world of medicine to a more holistic perspective. So Larry, is there some, is there anybody else that you kind of wanted to mention that might have been instrumental for you?
Yeah, in 1991, I had a synchronous encounter with Carolyn Mace. I met her at the Association for Research and Enlightenment in Virginia Beach, the Ed Casey Center.
Right.
And she'd given a talk on her work with Norm Shealy, who I'd met a couple of years before as one of my mentors. And I said, gee, it'd be great if we did some research comparing my radiology findings to your medical intuitive diagnoses. And she wasn't all that enthusiastic about it, but gave me her phone number, and I called and left a message for her, and didn't hear back from her for several weeks. In the meantime, I had done an MRI scan on a young girl who looked like she was about 9 years old, but the requisition said 13, and she limped into my MRI scanner, and we did the first scan, and she had a huge tumor in the left side of her sacrum growing up into the spine. It was quite dramatic. I wasn't expecting to see anything like that, and I went ahead and dictated the report that morning, describing the findings and what the possibilities could be in terms of diagnosis. Carolyn happened to call me back that afternoon, and I just said, well, Carolyn, could you show me what it is you do over the phone? And she said, no, I'm too busy. I only read for Norm and Christiane Northrup. And I said, okay, maybe some other time. And then she suddenly said, okay, I'll take a quick look, which meant I gave her the name and the age of the patient and told her nothing else about the situation, not what part of the body we scanned, not where the symptoms were, or anything. There's 5 seconds of silence, and then she suddenly said, there's a large tumor in the pelvis working its way into the spine. It was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So my whole life changed in that moment.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it was like so stunning. It was like, in Duke basketball terms, that's a slam dunk.
Right.
And I managed to stammer out, tell me more. And she said, this is an immature young girl who has a terrible fear of puberty and has a severe imbalance of her second energy center, her chakra. She has all these underlying issues related to her family, her genetic background, all these other things that came out of it. And I was pretty blown away by all this other information because my mm-hmm. initial reaction was, she's just reading my mind. Which would have been pretty, pretty interesting to begin with, but, but she knew way more than I did. And I said, well, maybe it's not a malignant tumor. Maybe it's a infection. She goes, no, this is a malignant condition. And it was all pretty amazing. And then about a week later, the girl had a biopsy. It was a malignant tumor. And all the things that Carolyn said about the history were all true. And I've spent the rest of my life trying to figure that out. So
were you able to do anything with the other information that you received?
I just basically confirmed everything that she said, and the prognosis is not good for that kind of tumor.
Yeah,
that
I
kind
would
of
think
location.
Right. Yeah.
So, but when I left the Virginia Beach, she was still alive a year later. Although she clearly wasn't going to have a normal puberty because she had radiation and chemo and all those things to her pelvis.
Yeah. So that would be what you called a synchronicity then, too, I imagine.
I mean, just meeting Carolyn in the first place, having her call back that same day, and then having her blow my mind like that in 5 minutes. You know.
So the way I like to describe them are meaningful coincidences that, that really can't be explained by logical or thought out means in the way that, you think, this couldn't possibly have happened, how could these kind of things come together in a certain way? And in your book, you talk about how synchronicities have guided your life. Is there any other kind of examples or anything that kind of sticks out for you in what you've experienced with synchronicities?
Yeah, I mean, when I get in a difficult situation of transition, I look for synchronicities to guide me. I mean, I sort of expect my prayers to be answered by synchronous guidance, and that's often how it works. When I left Philadelphia to move to Virginia Beach in 91, I was never wanted to leave Philadelphia. I was sort of caught in a difficult situation going to Virginia Beach, and I went through a series of interviews on my trip down there, and I was feeling like it was all maybe it was going to work out, but I wasn't sure. Got back to the hotel I was staying at, which was near the Edgar Cayce Center, and got on the elevator, and two people got on the elevator with me, and they both had ARE name tags on. And I said, I introduced myself and said, you must be here at a conference at the ARE. And they said, oh, yeah, it's on near-death experiences. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I just arranged a conference on near-death experiences for my medical students a month or two before at Thomas Jefferson in Philadelphia. And I didn't get to go because I babysitted that night for my young daughter. And I said, but the student said, Ken Ring, that presenter, was really amazing and great. And the guy in the elevator reaches out his hand and said, sorry, you missed my talk.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good one.
But come to my workshop, at the ARE tomorrow.
Yeah, that is good.
And I thought, whoa, that was amazing. And then the woman on the elevator goes, hey, I just moved here from Philadelphia, and I went to a lecture by a radiologist talking about electromagnetic fields and healing at your hospital. And I said, yeah, that was me.
Oh, that is funny. Wow.
So we had a double hit. In the elevator, and that was my first experience of what I call a double synchronicity. I mean, with the usual synchronicity, you're always saying, well, maybe it's just a coincidence. But when you have two that happen simultaneously, it's like almost impossible. The odds are astronomical. So.
Yeah. Well, the book I just had published, The Miracle Worker's Handbook, in one of the chapters on the journey, which is about are kind of being in the world in a different way and being led by synchronicities in that's, part of that process of the divine feminine being, instead of living through the logical, living through that kind of synchronicity. That's the way that life talks to you. But while I was writing the book, one of the things I realized is that I think synchronicity is actually an outer expression of our intuition. It's kind of intuition showing up in the world and confirming what we kind of already within us have connected to in a deeper level. In other words, you know, when you met those two people in the elevator, you had, you know, she had already connected with you in some way, obviously through feeling that that was important to go to your lecture, and you had wanted to go. It was kind of like, you know, we think of intuition as kind of a more inward knowing something, but again, you know, I think that intuition can be an outer expression.
I also find that I learned much more about it in 1993 after coming to Duke, and I bought James Redfield's Self-Seeing Prophecy book, and that sort of put it into simple terms that we could all understand. And his most recent book is The 12th Insight, where he talks about the importance of two-way synchronicities, where someone gives you guidance through an unusual meeting, but then your job is to figure out what guidance you have to offer them. So I thought that was a fascinating take on it.
I like that, too. Hey, we're going to be taking a break again in just a minute. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about double synchronicity. Well, we touched on that some. We're going to be talking about medical symptoms as metaphors. We're going to be talking about how to respond to those intuitive messages within our body in a holistic way. Again, this is Dr. Larry Burke, www.letmagichappen. I'm Sherry Dillard, www.sherrydillard.com. We are going to be taking calls too in the third set. It'll be the fourth segment of the show. And just so you can be ready for that, the call-in number, toll-free number, is 800-930-2819. And we're not going to have, unfortunately, a lot of time to take calls. If you do have a question, though, and you're not able to get through, send me your question either on my Facebook page, Sherry Dillard. I have an author page, or you can send it to me at SGD7777, and I will try to answer your question next week on the air if you can't. Sometimes people are working or they can't get on the, can't listen during the day. So we're going to go to a break, like I said. We're going to come back and talk more about, more with Larry and his very interesting journey through holistic radiology and his book, Let Magic Happen.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard and Intuit University, and my guest today is Dr. Larry Burke. In case you're just tuning in, he is a very interesting person who has written a very interesting book called Let Magic Happen, Adventures in Healing with a Holistic Radiologist. I am going to start opening up the phone lines. If you do have a question, concern, any comments for either myself or Dr. Larry Burke, please feel free to give us a call. The toll-free number is 800-930-2819. We've been talking about synchronicity, its connection to intuition, and I know everybody that's listening has definitely had some synchronicity, intuitive kind of, you know, connections, and you know kind of the magic of that when that happens. It's really intriguing, and that's one of the things that Dr. Larry Burke has been talking to us about how that kind of magic has helped shape his life and shaped his practice. One of the things I think that Larry is probably, I would think, probably one of the best people to talk about, because he's kind of been in both worlds, is understanding medical symptoms as metaphors. It's a very intriguing idea, Larry. What is that about, and how would we do that?
Well, I guess I was first introduced to it back at the beginning of my dad's illness. He had kidney cancer, and it came as quite a shock to us because he was so healthy until age 58. One day he peed blood in the toilet and had a CAT scan that afternoon and had a huge kidney cancer that the size of a grapefruit, and no one had no clue about that.
Wow.
Now, when I look back on it, I realized that he'd been frustrated in his job as manager of quality control at a steel mill for the previous number of years, and he would do things like gesture to his abdomen and say he's building up a crud ball of frustration inside him.
Oh, interesting.
And then he also was clearly pissed off about his job, and kept a bullshit file on his computer of all the angry stuff he would be upset about. And so when I look back on it, I'd gotten introduced to sort of the Bernie Siegel concept of, in Love, Medicine, Miracles, of that we might actually participate in some way in creating our illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first inkling that there might be such a thing as a metaphor in the body representing some message
right.
from the subconscious that gets
right.
played out in a physical way. That was it. That was the first time.
Yeah, well, I hear what you're saying. That's interesting that he would kind of say that. And I've noticed that, too, with clients of mine who a lot of times will have kidney infections or problems with the kidneys. A lot of times they will tell me the same thing. They'll say that they're really pissed off, or they're, you know, it's kind of that, you know, just saying that, it's like something that goes directly anger, negativity into that area of your body.
Yep. And
yeah.
I went to my metaphysical bookstore and bought a book, figuring I read Carolyn Mace's book, which was useful in that regard, but then I picked up the little tiny blue book from Louise Hay, the famous Heal Your Body book.
Yeah, right. She's got a good one there.
And
yeah.
I started looking through that. It's like a little encyclopedia of every
yeah.
symptom you could have, and a little metaphor and some affirmations
right.
that would go with it. And I started using that book, and it seemed way too simple to be true when I first picked it up. And yet, I didn't really believe it until I used it for myself. I looked
yeah.
up my dad's kidney stuff in there, and it was right on, you know, like exactly the stuff he was experiencing was in her book, and I thought, well, that's just a coincidence. And then I was buying my first house, and I developed this terrible Charlie horse in my calf one night, and it wouldn't go away. And usually they go away in a minute or two. This was like 5-10 minutes, and I finally crawl over to the bookcase and pull her book off the thing and say, well, what does calf pain mean? It says, fear of moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I was closing on my house the next day.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And as soon as I had that insight, the pain went away. And
yeah.
It was like, and I've used it so many times since then, it's ridiculous, actually. And
yeah.
And it's usually, my first reaction is always, this is way too simple. Can't be just easy to, you know, just sort of generalize a symptom. But almost invariably, there's a nugget of truth in there that illuminates the way to healing, so.
Yeah. How would you, in your own kind of work that you've done, because you've worked with people with healing for many years, you know, both in both fields, in both the conventional and holistic areas. So you've got a lot of experience with this, but let's say that somebody has a serious condition like cancer, and because this happens in my work all the time, is that I will give information and guidance to, let's say I have a client who comes in whose parent or somebody that they really care about is has some form of cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, whatever it may be. And it's kind of like what you were saying with your experience with Carolyn, is that you get the information, and this is the frustrating part of it, is that knowing what is possible for that person as they kind of are become more aware of whatever energy they're you know, might be, you know, putting into their body in that way. I'm just wondering if you have any kind of guidance for someone who maybe has a family member or someone they love who has a serious illness, how to approach them with kind of more of a holistic view.
Yeah, I mean, there's simple questions to ask. I mean, and beyond cancer, let's just talk about pain in general and say, if you have back pain, who's stabbing you in the back? You know, who's giving you pain in the neck? Simple things like that. My favorite example of all is the common syndrome called the frozen shoulder, which occurs most frequently in middle-aged women, whether they have a minor injury to their shoulder or no injury at all, and all of a sudden it starts to freeze up. It becomes very painful, and gradually over the next few weeks they can't move it at all, and it may stay stuck like that for months, and sometimes takes a year or two to heal.
Oh, wow.
And this is the most, in my mind, the most interesting mind-body disease, because I can then do an MRI scan and look at their shoulder, and sure enough, it's really inflamed. There's nothing like no rotator cuff tear. There's
nothing. Oh, I see
it's
what
just
you're saying.
Really, really inflamed. Right. And I can see it on the MRI scan. It's one of the few mind-body diseases I can actually definitely see the manifestation of in a short period of time on an MRI scan. And then one of my teachers told me, always ask with frozen shoulders, what happened the week before your shoulder froze? And it'll frequently be a fight with a spouse, some traumatic end to a friendship, something that happened that was a real emotional upheaval. And often it's connected to anger. And if you think about, what does someone who's having a fight with their spouse want to do? They really want to punch their husband in the face. Okay, but they're not going to do that, so they're going to freeze their shoulder to prevent that from happening.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And that's the metaphor right there. It's a disease that has a built-in metaphor. And then you got to figure out ways to thaw the emotions that are stuck there. And that's, and I actually had a frozen shoulder myself in 2006 due to some prolonged political anger during the Bush years.
Oh, really? Huh.
And I had to spend weeks releasing that with everything I knew how. Acupuncture, emotional freedom techniques, the tapping technique, which I do a lot of. I did past life regression with Donna Gulick. I did everything. And it took me about a month or two to heal myself instead of a year or two. So.
Well, without it, yeah, you know, I recently actually had a, and I'm usually always healthy, active. It's rare for me to get problems, but I actually had kind of a, I don't know if it was frozen, but it certainly was a hip that was causing me a lot of pain and waking me up at night with pain. And I kind of, you know, one day it dawned on me too, you know, I know for women, hips a lot of times represent power. And I've been, you know, all of a sudden in my life, so many things have come into my life that, you know, I've kind of have to embrace more power. And I think that I, you know, my natural inclination has been to pull back from it and kind of remain undercover, you know. And then, like, even the radio show is kind of putting me out there in a different way. And although I kind of intuitively really felt that it was important and is important to go forward with it, you know, there was a part of me that was kind of, you know, pulling back and not ready to go forward. But the funny thing is, I think that once, you know, it's kind of like what Carl Jung said, it's once you make conscious what's unconscious, it tends to lose its power.
Yep.
And You know, even I think sometimes, even if people are not really open to anything that's more holistic or mind-body, just opening the conversation sometimes on an unconscious level for them, although the, you know, the conscious self may refute it, at least it is a door opening. And, you know, Larry, I have to say that you have done so much to open people to these kinds of new ideas and new ways of thinking just through, you know, certainly through the book, but in your work with, you know, at Duke with integrative medicine, at the Rhine Center, you've just really, I think you've been a real way shower for so many people. We are going to have to go to another break. We're going to be going into our last segment. So if you do have any questions or comments, would like to talk to Larry, feel free to give us a call, 800-930-2819, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy. Free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, and we have been talking today to Dr. Larry Burke, and we've been talking about his book, Let Magic Happen, Adventures in Healing with a Holistic Radiologist. His website for the book is www.letmagichappen.com. And I am Sherry Dillard, and I'm the author of Discover Your Psychic Type, Love and Intuition, and The Miracle Worker's Handbook. And you can learn more about me at www.sherrydillard.com. I do want to very quickly answer a question that it's kind of, you know, talk about synchronicity. I actually got the same question, yesterday, and I got the same question yesterday from two different people. And it's kind of a funny question. Like I said, if you are unable to listen live to the radio, please feel free to email me. If you have a question, go to my Facebook author page, Sherry Dillard. Give me a message and I'll try to answer it online. On the radio. But the question that I was sent yesterday from two people is about waking up, or the first person right slipping into the dream state. The second person, I believe she was coming out of a dream, or she was something with sleep, but feeling like both people told me they felt knocking. They heard knocking. The first person told me that she was sure somebody had come in the house or, something was going on. But when she sat up, there was absolutely no knocking sound. And then the other woman that emailed me and asked me this said relatively the same thing. And, knocking used to be quite popular in the old seance world, where spirits would make themselves known through, knocking, tipping the table, knocking on the walls. It's a way for spirit to get our attention. One of the important things to keep in mind with this is that if you do not feel fear with it, if you're feeling just kind of startled and alert and awake, then it's spirit's message to you, basically, to be awake, to listen, to tune in. It's a way to kind of clear out some of your clairaudience, which is the ability to hear spirit. And, I think that you might want to feel yourself honored that a spirit is trying to get your attention and work with you that way. And I would certainly start listening a little bit better. Inwardly, you might want to meditate a little bit more. We're going to talk to Larry for just a minute more. I want to ask him a little bit more about messages from our bodies and how to respond to, the kind of things we're talking about when we have like my hip or an ache or a pain. What does that mean to respond in holistic fashion?
Well, I think I can connect it to your knocking story as well, since it's as if the symptoms are your spirit's way of getting your attention in the body. It's like the symptoms are like the knock at the door, and then you have to decide what to do. Mm-hmm. And you can either take a drug and attempt to make the knock go away, or you can attempt to figure out what the message is. So those are your options. And there's a really brief story from one of my mentors about having a fancy car that you're really proud of. And you're driving around, and all of a sudden, the red oil light comes on. And you get alarmed by this, and you turn your key off and on to see if the light will go off, but it's still stuck on. So you look it up in the owner's manual, and it says, do not drive this car another mile. It might seriously damage your engine because it might be low in oil. Have it towed to the garage. So you have it towed to the garage. The mechanic meets you at the door. He says, oh, I'm intimately familiar with your car's electrical system. I'll have this handled in no time. He takes it back into the shop, cuts the wire that goes to the red light, and gives it back to you.
And charges you
a hefty fee.
Right, that's right, yeah.
And essentially, that's what every medication in the entire pharmacy does. It interrupts those signals coming from the body, so you don't have to hear the message.
Dr. Larry Burke, really.
If you think that's not good for your car, why is it good for your body?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Very good. Very good. I do want to mention two conferences that Larry Burke is going to be a part of. One is in Toronto. That's going to be October 18th through 22nd. It is, what conference is that again?
The Canadian Energy Psychology Conference.
Oh, very interesting. And you're going to be doing EFT there, Emotional Freedom Technique, teaching
yes.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Interesting. And then the second conference you're going to be part of, which is November 3rd and 4th, is at the Yoga Research Institute, is it?
Society in Philadelphia.
Society in Philadelphia. And You're also going to be doing EFT at that.
Yeah.
Take it. Okay. And you do EFT in your home office in Durham, North Carolina. Is that correct?
I do it at my wife's office, the Oriental Health Solutions on Broad Street.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
I do my radiology at home, and I go there to www.orientalhealthsolutions.com.
Okay. So if you live in Durham or anywhere around it, consider yourself incredibly lucky, because I'm here. Believe it or not, I'm in Durham, North Carolina, and Dr. Larry Burke is. So, I mean, you all want to move here now, I bet. Well, that's a joke, by the way. I'm not that arrogant. I did have somebody else email me a question, and I do want to just approach it. A woman emailed me today, Melanie. She wants to take a big leap into a business, a pretty interesting business. She makes clothing, and she makes very interesting clothing, and I have some, and I love it. But she's about to kind of take a splurge into signing a long lease agreement for a store in Raleigh. And Melanie, I just want to say to you, I know you're not going to like this, what I'm going to say, but I would be a little cautious right now if I were you, and try, if possible, to get a partner or two with this. I'm just a little bit, and I think you are too, just listen to that kind of a little bit unease with this. And give it a few days before you do that, and maybe kind of, meditate some, open yourself up and see how you're feeling about that. It's hard sometimes to, and I imagine, Larry, that's probably really true for you as a doctor. It's kind of hard to sometimes, be the bearer of information and news that isn't maybe coinciding with what kind of we want to have happen.
Those kind of mysteries happen all the time, and I also recommend Melanie keep a dream diary, see if she gets any guidance that way.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad you said that. So, you know what? I think that's a great idea, Melanie. Why don't you do that? Why don't you ask your guides and angels and your inner self to help you to better kind of comfort to an inner sense of what might be the right path for you, and ask for a dream? Or, you know what? Ask for a synchronicity. That's what I do. When I get really stressed about something and my intuition's too stressed, is I ask for guidance through a synchronicity, and then I pay attention. One of the biggest synchronistic kind of things for me is always blue jays. When I see a blue jay feather, I just completely stop and I'm like, kind of, it seems a little crazy how much I pay attention to it. I went out on my deck one day, and there was a blue jay feather like sitting right like you couldn't miss it, and I kind of went, scanned everything, like, okay, what's going on, and sure enough, I came to something. I said, okay, all right, I'm going to kind of reorient myself. But it's always nice to have kind of a fallback like that, an animal, a bird, numbers. Numbers can act like that with me. Number 7, when that shows up, I pay a lot of attention. We're about, though, to come to the end of the show, and I thank you so much, Dr. Larry Burke, for joining us today. Please give his book a look, Let Magic Happen. It's on Amazon.com. It's also, you can learn more about it on his website, letmagichappen.com. I am Sherry Dillard, and I'll be back next week, same time, and enjoy this beautiful weather, at least in North Carolina. Thank you.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.